anybody there?
I'm here.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Is it
Anna? Come on. Yes, uh-huh.
Hi.
Well, right now.
Anyone else on?
I don't think so.
What was he doing this afternoon? I forgot.
I'm sorry, you were kind of broken up. Tell me again.
What is he doing this afternoon? I forgot.
He said advanced reincarnation.
Oh, okay. How's everything where you are? Good?
Well, it's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. It is a beautiful day outside. Finally, the weather's not quite as hot as it was.
Right, us too. It was in the 40s this morning, but now it's in the 80s. But we'll have the cool mornings and for the next few days, I think, and then we start having rain.
How's the Gulf of Mexico doing? Has it kind of come back to its, after that big oil spill, has it gotten better?
Yeah, I think it's doing okay. There's Philip out there that's heading up through Cuba and Florida and then out to the Northeast, which they're going to get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
At least that's what it says, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the meaning of Philip is lover of horses, so we just tell it to gallop away.
Got some kind of a sty in my eye or something. Ever put tea leaves on your eye?
I never have, no.
Got some kind of a sty or something. I don't know what it is. I've been putting some tea leaves on there, which is what I used to do when I was little. Put tea leaves on there when I get a sty.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some warm packs, you know.
Oh. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Did he come?
Hello, you all.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't hear you come on.
I was very quiet, but I wasn't long. I just heard the last sentence.
Okay.
So the class tonight is Advanced Reincarnation. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 11, the second column from the left. And when the landing page opens up, scroll down to class 13A, which will be chapter 11, section 2 is where we will start. And I'm going to utilize the earlier class where we did the connection to the Zohar and to the Ana B'Koach. So we can just start with the class directly.
I'm going to mute.
Okay. So the title is Roots and Sparks, Chapter 11, Section 2. This section describes the divisions of souls into roots and sparks, and the minimum and maximum number of roots and sparks that must go through reincarnation to achieve tikkun. All these levels of soul that were mentioned in the previous section were included within Adam. Adam was composed of 248 limbs and 365 sinews, even in the aspect of souls. And every particular that was mentioned was divided in this way. My commentary. This section is a beginning for you to realize how complex is the idea of a soul and its roots and its sparks. Your soul has 248 limbs and 365 sinews. Each of these split into even more components, in which we will discover below. There is a minimum amount of soul, root, spark that will animate a body. Your soul has a name. Each of these soul root sparks have a name associated with this idea. Yet when someone dies, the first question that will be asked of the soul root spark is, what is your name? Each soul root spark will be asked the same question individually. Do you begin to see the complexity in understanding tikkun and rectification? Yet it is possible to follow this with a computer once if someone has a connection to their intuition, since the computer of the universe keeps tracks of all of these levels. It also gives proof to the lies told by the modern channels and people who are talking to the dead, which soul, which root, and which spark. Continuing to read. Each particular partsuf that was mentioned in the last section is a soul body of Adam. It has already been discussed in the Gates of Reincarnation, section 3, or chapter 3, section 2, that each partsuf divides into 248 limbs and 365 sinews, which total to 613. The Yechida of Atzilut divides into 613 limbs and sinews. Each limb or sinew is called a root. Similarly, each one of the aspects of Chaya, or Neshama, or Ruach, or Nefesh, of Atzilut, divides into 613 roots. Similarly, each one of the five partsufim of Briah divide into 613 roots, and they are all called the Neshama of Briah. It is the same with each of the five partsufim of Yetzirah and each of the five partsufim of Atziah. The 613 roots of each partsuf are the major roots. My commentary. The term major, as it applies to the term roots, implies that there is a subcategory called a minor root, and this will be revealed below. Yet we need to reinforce the complexity involved with souls and roots and sparks. Furthermore, it is possible that each one of these divisions divide into a greater number of particulars as a result of the sin of Adam and other creatures. it is impossible for any partsuf to have less than 613 major roots. All of these major roots together fragment into as many as 600,000 minor roots, as we have already learned in Chapter 10, Section 1, and which the Ari will explain momentarily. The result of Adam's sin was that it became more difficult for people to achieve tikkun. Therefore, more gilgulim became necessary in order to complete the tikkun. In order to clarify this subject, we will begin with the example of the Nukva of Asiyah, and you will be able to infer from there all of the others. The Nukva of Asiyah is divided into 613 limbs and sinews, and they are classified as major roots. It is impossible to have less. Each one of these roots is never less than 613 sparks, and each one of them is one whole soul. They are called 613 major sparks. It is impossible for any partsuf to have less than 613 major roots. It is also impossible that any root will have less than 613 major sparks. Thus, the minimum number of souls that must go through the process of Gilgul to achieve Tikkun is 613 in each and every partsuf of the soul body of Adam. That's a lot of components, don't you think? The larger the defect that strikes the major root, the greater will be the number of minor roots that it divides into. Now, because of blemish, they fragment into a greater number of particulars. The 613 major roots may fragment into as many as 600,000 minor roots. They cannot be more than that, but less than that is possible. It is also not necessary that every major root divide into the same number like each other. This is because everything depends on what is the blemish. The larger the defect that strikes the major root, the greater will be the number of minor roots that it divides into. There are some major roots that divide into 1,000 minor roots, and some into 100, etc. However, all the 613 major roots together cannot divide into more than 600,000 minor roots. There is a maximum number of 600,000 minor roots that are grouped in sets of various sizes. Each one of these sets is called a major root, and there are 613 major roots. It is the same way with each of the 613 sparks in each and every one of the 613 major roots. Each spark divides into a number of sparks. There is a major spark that divides into 1,000 minor sparks. And there are those that divide into 100, and so on. However, all of the major sparks in their entirety do not divide into more than 600,000 minor sparks. There are 600,000 minor sparks, and they are also grouped in sets of various sizes. Each one of these sets is called a major spark. And there are 613 major sparks in each of one of the major roots. Each of the 613 major roots contains 613 major sparks, But these major sparks, as we have seen, fragment into as many as 600,000 minor sparks. Thus, the maximum number of sparks in each and every partsu is 613 times 600,000. Major roots can expand into a maximum of 600,000 minor roots. The 613 major roots expands into 613 major sparks. And the 613 major sparks expand into a maximum of 600,000 minor sparks. My commentary. Do you think this is complex? Do you feel it's overwhelming? Wait. We have just begun. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions?
Seems overwhelming.
It does. How does one clear it up? Not looking at all of the complexity, but at one level at a time. When someone does a sin, the question is, where is that sin located? If it's located in a particular part of the body, or is it located in a root of the soul? Or is it located in a spark of a root of a soul? And once you identify where it is located, then you can start to focus on the tikkun of that particular issue. It sounds complex, but it really isn't complex. We just have to look at what it is we're talking about. What was the sin? Then what is the correction? And the correction is always mida keneged mida, measure for measure. So once you know the action that created the sin, you can determine what is the action that will create the tikkun and restore the soul to its condition prior to the sin. I hope that answers your question, Bernice, and doesn't make it more difficult.
It's so difficult. I have a question for you. Perhaps this is attached to that. Some years ago, Elvis Presley had passed, and my daughter and I were talking about the fact that he had just passed, and I said that I had said something about, too bad that the drugs that specifically had done him in, but my daughter was kind of upset with that. And at that moment in time, this crockery bowl had slipped out of her hands and smashed, and one of the pieces of the crockery flew across the room and caught me on the back of the heel of my left leg, and I repaired that and put some Band-Aids on it, and it seemed to go away after a week or two, and suddenly about 3-4 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, I'm not quite sure to the time frame, but suddenly it started annoying me, like it was aching again, almost to the point of when it was just injured. But I thought, well, maybe it's, what do they call that, the scar tissue buildup that you get when you have a wound. But I'm just asking that question in regard to what you're saying, if there's any particular attachment to that.
The answer is yes.
Okay. So now what would
that
be?
The question that I would have to ask is what conversation did you have with your daughter when it started to ache again? You were just redoing the same mistake.
I don't recall, actually, whether it just seemed to start aching all of a sudden, and I don't recall whether prior to that or not.
Bernice, nothing happens all of a sudden.
Well, I don't recall whether it was some specific...
Bernice, I appreciate you don't recall, and therefore there's nowhere to go without asking a dream question if it's important enough. Right now it sounds like it's just a curiosity. But to give you a fuller understanding, the pain associated with the sliver that caught your heel was a correction for something that took place earlier in your life or in a previous life. And that when the healing took place, it was complete. But for it to start up again, there had to be a same mistake done again. The fact that you can't remember means that it's probably over and that you've already corrected it when that pain went away.
Okay.
The Root and Spark Dynamics, Chapter 11, Section 3. And this comes from the Gates of Reincarnation. This section is based on the previous one, but the Ari will add two new aspects, the model of dynamic development and an explanation in detail of how it works. In addition, he will change some of the terminology that was introduced in the previous section. First of all, in the previous section, we learned that the 613 major roots become by fragmentation as a result of sin and blemish, 600,000 minor roots. The 600,000 minor roots are not subdivisions of the 613 major roots. Rather, the 613 are divided into smaller units, and 600,000 is the maximum number that may be reached for all of the 613 major roots. This is what we mean when we say that the 613 major roots become or fragment into 600,000 minor roots. We will use the word fragment to describe a major root subdividing into a minor root. 613 major roots divide into 600,000 minor roots. Each one of the 613 major roots divides into 613 major sparks. In this case, we mean subdivision. We will use the word divide to describe a major root dividing into many major sparks. 613 major roots divide into 613 major sparks. Each and every one of the 613 major roots is itself composed of 613 major sparks. In other words, there are 613 times 613 major sparks. Adam was the progenitor of all the roots and sparks. The 613 major sparks divide into 600,000 minor sparks. Once again, here we are not talking about subdivision, but fragmentation. The 613 major sparks are divided into smaller units than their original division. Thus, they will constitute, without their number having changed at all, a maximum of 600,000. The 613 major sparks become 600,000 minor sparks. 613 major sparks fragment into 600,000 minor sparks. In this section, the RE will switch the terminology, which will become the following. 613 major roots fragment into 600,000 major sparks. 613 major roots divide into 613 minor roots. And 613 minor roots fragment into 600,000 minor sparks. Essentially, this is an unwritten commentary. Essentially, the terminology is really not being clarified, but it's being changed. We have the idea of fragmenting, and we have the idea of dividing. What would be the difference in your mind, in our minds? And my limited understanding is when we divide, there's a separation, and the two components are very different. There are two different levels. Fragmentation, on the other hand, is that they are still connected, even though we will choose to identify them as different levels, they're really connected still. I'm continuing to read. Nevertheless, it remains the same that the first general category of 613 major roots divides into 613 particulars. In the previous section, these 613 particulars were called major sparks. In this section, they are called instead minor roots. In either case, each one of the 613 major roots ultimately becomes 600,000 minor sparks as a result of subdivision and further fragmentation. In either case, the number of minor sparks constituting the original partsu remains the same. 613 times 600,000, which will be a little more than 3.6 million, just to keep that in mind. I mean, let me... it's actually $360 million. The IRE will now add new information, what is being called here the dynamic development. Furthermore, you need to know that all of the 613 major routes of the Nukva of Asiya fragment in the following way. We have been using Nukva of Asiya as an example. Since she is a part Suf, she consists of 613 major routes. They fragment in the following way. First, there is one soul, Adam HaRishon, who is the progenitor of all of them and includes all of them. Adam was the progenitor of all the roots and sparks that were described previously, and all of them were included within him. Afterwards, they are all included within the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And afterwards, they are all included within the 12 tribes. And afterwards, they divide into 70 souls. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, these 70 souls divide into as many as 600,000 major sparks. This dynamic development parallels the historical development of Israel. The Ari is describing the dynamic development of one partsu, Adam, to 600,000 major sparks, keeping in mind what was introduced at the beginning of this section, 613 major roots, 600,000 major sparks. Since it is a partsu, it is in the secret of 613. How does the 613 become 600,000? This is the dynamic development being described here. But it is starting with one, because in this case, there is no difference between one and 613. One partsuf is composed of 613 limbs and sinews. In other words, 613 is equal to 1. And this is an unwritten commentary. It's the same way that the 10 sephirot are 1. It's the same way that your body has 613 components. And yet it's only one body. Continuing to read. The Ari is describing the dynamic development of one part Suf, Adam, into 600,000 major sparks, keeping in mind what was introduced at the beginning of this section. 613 major roots, 600,000 major sparks. Since it is a partsuf, it is in the secret of 613. I'm sorry, I read that paragraph before, or I duplicated it in the handout. The description of this dynamic development parallels the historical development of Israel, as it is described in the Torah. First, the Torah tells us the story of Adam. Then it focuses upon the lives of the three patriarchs. The last patriarch, Jacob, gives birth to 12 sons, who are the forefathers of the 12 tribes. And when the family of Jacob descends into Egypt, they number 70. When the people of Israel are liberated from bondage, coming out of Egypt to stand at Mount Sinai, to receive the Torah, they then number 600,000. although this is an approximate rounded off number, it is the number actually recorded by the Torah in Exodus 12:37, when the count of Israel is first given, and all subsequent literature uses it. In the same way, each one of the 613 major roots is made into a partsuf through division that is comprised of 613 minor roots. They then fragment, as has been explained, until 600,000 minor sparks, which is the maximum. Each one of the 613 minor roots fragments into as many as 600,000 minor sparks. See below for a diagram titled "The Heel of the Left Leg" to help understand this. For example, Adam contained all the 613 major roots of the entire partsuf of the nukva of Asiyah. The left shoulder of Adam is one major root, and it is a whole partsuf. The left shoulder of Adam is one of the 613 major roots of Adam. It is a whole partsuf in itself. It consists of 613 limbs and sinews. The left shoulder is the partsuf, or root, called Cain. According to what was written in the introduction to the section, each major root subdivides into 613 minor roots. Thus, the major root of Cain should subdivide into 613 minor roots. However, note the number that the author teaches now. It, the left shoulder, divides into no more than 70 minor roots. When the Ari uses a system of dynamic development, he does not start with the number of 613. He does not say, that one major root, such as the left shoulder, subdivides into 613 minor roots, although that would be an accurate statement. However, when he uses the system of dynamic development, the number 613 is equivalent to one whole partsuf. In this case, the left shoulder of Adam, which is one of the major roots, subdivides into 613 limbs, or one partsuf, three patriarchs, 12 tribes, and 70 souls. Thus, each one of the 613 major roots subdivides into 70 minor roots, and they are the 70 particular souls of the minor root. He does not go on to say that it fragments into 600,000, because on that level it is no longer called a root, but it is a spark. My commentary. The above comment by the translator and commentator confuses the language. He is hinting that the 70 minor roots have up to 600,000 sparks within them. This is not said by the Arizal. The 70 minor roots comprise the 613 limbs and sinews of this partsuf. This one major root has three patriarchs that include all of it, and then 12 tribes, which includes all of it, and then 70 souls, which includes all of it, and then the 600,000 minor sparks, which is all of it. These 70 minor roots comprise the 613 limbs and sinews of the one partsuf that is the left shoulder of Adam. the 613 limbs and sinews do not subdivide into the 70 minor roots. They are merely reorganizing into these 70 sets. All these 70 minor roots fragment into 600,000 minor sparks. They do not subdivide into 600,000 each. The 70 become fragmented into 600,000, but their name changes from root to spark. Cain consists of this one major root that includes 70 minor roots, comprising 600,000 minor sparks. He is just like Adam in the following respect. This one major root called Cain has three patriarchs that include all of it, and then 12 tribes that includes all of it, and then 70 souls that includes all of it. Afterwards, they fragment into 600,000 minor sparks. Then there's a diagram. But it's essentially the lines. One soul includes three patriarchs, which includes 12 tribes and 70 minor souls and 600,000 minor sparks. And each of those lines in the handout are equivalent. So one soul is is including 600,000 minor sparks. And when it's written in the Torah, it's saying Israel is one soul. It's reinforcing this whole idea of unity. Continuing to read. Thus, the partsuf of Adam contains 613 limbs and sinews. One of them was the left shoulder, which is the major root called Cain. It is one of the 613 subdivisions of the nukva of Asiya of Adam. This major root, Cain, subdivided into 70 minor roots, which further fragmented into 600,000 minor sparks. The Ari will now go on to explain the second new aspect of this section. How did the 70 minor roots become 600,000 minor sparks? Now I will explain the fragmentation of the 70 minor roots. It has already been made clear that all of them together fragment into 600,000 minor sparks. Each one of the 70 minor roots contains 613 internal sparks and an unspecified number of external sparks. Note how the Ari uses the phrase that all of them together divide into 600,000 minor sparks. They do not subdivide into that number, but all of them together are recognized into that larger number. However, each root among them is not necessarily an equal number of sparks as any of the other ones. Each one of the 70 minor roots has an average of 8,571 minor sparks. But that's an average. One of them could have 100,000, and then the other 69 would have 500,000 among them. I'm just using this as an example. This number 8571 is an average. Some of the 70 minor roots have more, and some of them have less. And altogether, they equal a maximum of 600,000. But it doesn't even have to be 600,000. The only thing concerning them that is equivalent is the following. Each one of the 70 roots divides into 613 sparks that are internal and essential. Of the average, 8571, there are 613 sparks that are internal and essential, and each of one of the 70 minor roots contains 613 internal and essential sparks, no matter what the actual number of sparks that are contained by that root. These are the Torah scholars in this root. Developing around them are the branches, who are the householders and the masses. These are without any specific number. The 70 minor roots can become a maximum of 600,000 minor sparks, and we will review the Ari's description of how it happens. One major root has a subdivided into 70 minor roots, and each one of the 70 minor roots contains 613 internal sparks and an unspecified number of external sparks. The internal sparks are the saints, the scholars, and the students of Chachma, of Kabbalah, of the roots. The external sparks are the masses, the farmers, the merchants, and the householders of the roots. All of these sparks altogether, the internal ones and the external ones of all the 70 minor roots, altogether equal 600,000 maximum. And again, you have a diagram, and each line of the diagram represents the same thing. One part suf of Adam HaRishon includes the 613 major roots, which includes the three patriarchs, which includes the 12 tribes, which include the 70 souls, which is the 600,000 major sparks. One part suf of Adam with 613 major roots fragments into one part suf of Cain, which is the left shoulder of Adam, with 613 minor roots. And Cain's 613 minor roots includes the three patriarchs, which includes the 12 tribes, which includes 70 souls, which ultimately fragment into 600,000 minor sparks. In the left-hand column of the accompanying table, you see the 613 limbs and sinews that comprise one of the minor roots of the left shoulder of Adam, or any other one of the minor roots. These 613 are the Talmidei Chachamim, the students of wisdom of the root. Each one of these develops in an indefinite amount of branch sparks, and these are the masses of the root. Altogether, in all the 70 minor roots, there are not more than 600,000 sparks. Thus, each major root in Adam has subdivided into 613, according to one way of looking at it, into 70 minor roots, according to another way of looking at it, and finally into 600,000 minor sparks. None of these viewpoints is contradictory. The left shoulder is one major root of Adam, and it is called Cain. One of the 70 minor roots of this limb is the heel of the left leg of the general Partsuf, that is the root of Cain. In this minor root, the heel of the left leg, there are 613 sparks. All of these are students of wisdom. In chapter 38, the Ari will identify some of these 613 internal sparks of the heel of the left leg of the left shoulder of the Nukva of Asiya of Adam. In general, all other human souls develop out from the 613 internal essential sparks, as shown in the table. All of the other sparks of human souls develop around them. These are those that do mitzvot, the merchants and the peasants. Of these, there are no specific number. The only requirement is that all of the sparks of these 70 minor roots that comprise this one major root not exceed the number of 600,000 minor sparks. This diagram was not left in place where the Order of the Kabbalah online website put it, due to the fact that the diagram has terms that are not defined or even mentioned until the end of the section. I'm going to let you look at this diagram on your own. And I'm going to say we're at the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We're going to end the class here. We only have a few minutes left. So if you have questions, please ask them. And if not, I'll just remind you that tomorrow, we have a 4:30 class on Mini Zohar on section 13 of the Parsha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a connection to the Hilulah of Rachel Imenu. Any questions?
Yes, Dora Pez will have to make corrections. With all of that. It's still a puzzle for me.
Say again?
I see it's all still a puzzle for me.
It's a puzzle for me, Bernice. There's too many parts. The only thing to really take away from this whole section is that everything is unified. So as we do a mistake, as we make a sin, we fragment. We go into a greater number of parts. But each of those parts will eventually come back together as each of those parts correct themselves. So it's not something that you have to be concerned about. I'm trying to understand it in that context of I have to be worried about 600,000 parts or levels. Just know that they're there. It's just information to go into your head, into your unconscious.
Hanok, thank you for those last comments.
Yeah.
That really helped.
Well, you know, it takes a question to draw it out of me. So thank Bernice for asking the question.
Yeah. Thank you, Bernice.
You're welcome.
And it's also slightly unfair because it's been so long since we've been dealing with these classes. You know, it's all almost 2 or even 3 months since we had our last advanced reincarnation class. So
yeah, I had all listed today. So, but I was thinking,
understand.
How can we summarize it? And you did summarize it at the end with our question. So that really helped.
Thank you, Bernice.
You're very welcome.
And you didn't even know you were doing it, but you were. It's how we are. It just shows you how we are all unified and all connected. You both have a wonderful evening and a good week.
You too.
Shalom.
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 And you too, Hannah.
You too, Bernice.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.